Outside the Pizza Box is an independent product and has a time brokerage agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
And welcome to another edition of Outside Pizza Box. You're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and for the first time ever, as far as I've been broadcasting, and that Crudy just called it. I got Crudy today, but we're listening to the Shaw today, WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM. Crudy and I went around a little bit about the point one because it makes sense. You get to 101 and you're there. It'll say point one, but why confuse people?
It's 101 FM in the Shaw.
It's 13579 on that number anyway. Come on, you can find us. We found you. Anyway, what is it? The insurrectionversary, you called it, correct? My first show was, I believe it was January 3rd. Last year.
So the insurrection hadn't happened.
No, but I was calling, I'm like, here, let's start with that. Okay. So after watching this investigation of which, only two Republicans, and need I remind you that Liz Cheney's going to save the world, right? The daughter of Darth Vader. Okay. So that's where I'm at with that. But it's cool that there are two Republicans that are still on board with what happened that day. But it's like, okay, after all this investigation, is there anything more that you know about it? I mean, there are a few more details, but didn't you already know all this stuff? Didn't this play out in front of us from November on?
If I may, Michael, I'll just take one crack at this. There are two insurrections. There's the actual people, the yahoos that went to the U.S. Capitol.
Couple from Wisconsin still getting like prosecuted.
Why not the congressional candidate from the third?
Right?
Derek Van Orden, he was, there? He was there at the Capitol insurrection. But that was the Trump-incited violence that day. The more troubling insurrection, the insurrection I want them to get to the bottom of, is the one that Peter Navarro wrote a book about.
That's
the Green Bay Sweep.
Oh, hey.
And then gave interviews and went on Ari Melber. And Ari Melber came back and said, "You're describing a coup."
Wow. Yeah, well, we live in Wisconsin. So it's not like this is our first coup that we've lived through, okay? We watched it happen. All right, maybe not the same way. We didn't have the violence, but we stood up against the coup of Scott Walker taking over the power in Wisconsin and the Republican legislature. And then the Supreme Court. I mean, come on, look at it. They used to, old man Fitzgerald was, state patrol, head of the state patrol, while one of the sons, Jeff, was the head of the assembly. And then, of course, Butterball Fitzgerald, Scott, who's now a congressman, it was the head of the Senate. So if it wasn't for, I think Jeff Fitzgerald probably stepped down because Robin Voss kind of squeezed in, don't you think? I mean, think about it. Isn't that the day he took over when he's gone?
Well, yeah, I believe it went directly from, I'd have to Google that, man, but I think it went directly from Jeff Fitzgerald to Voss.
Yeah.
And Voss is now the longest serving assembly speaker in Wisconsin's history.
Longest serving corrupt leader of the assembly ever. This is going to be fun. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to 2022. Because if we don't do it in 2022, we're going to be through.
One of the differences, there was threats to go arrest the Wisconsin 14, right? They threatened to arrest the Democratic senators that left to avoid quorum. And these were some procedural fights over very big issues. But have you noted the tact that these Walker appointees on different boards, be it Preen over at the DNR or now the college and tech boards, or the regents that refuse to vacate positions? And then, of course, they say, well, Tony Evers' appointments haven't been confirmed yet. Well, if the Republicans refuse to ever confirm, effectively, we've got, what, a Walker administration in perpetuity, dude.
It's obstruction of justice is what it is. And can you imagine what they'd do if it was the other way around? Here I am, the head of the DNR. Do not resuscitate since Scott Walker.
Well, certainly and I decide not to go down.
What do you think Robin Voss would do if I had a position where I decided I'm just not moving, man? Because you can't get it confirmed. Huh? Well, actually, they can get it confirmed. I'd probably be gone in 10 minutes, right? Maybe the state patrol will be there to get me.
Or they'd certainly have the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty serving your ass with some papers and a lawsuit and then expeditious trip through the courts.
Can't get blood from a turnip, Crudy, especially one with a tumor. Bring it on, clowns. I'm going all out on these guys this year because, you know, I wonder if I could, you know, I made that pizza box sign early on, the Fab 14. This was before all the senators got to know me better. So I had to do some work to get a couple of them signed because I already ticked a couple people off early on into the uprising, right? But for the right reason, anyway. So anyway, what do you think I could do with a pizza box now? Go to those 15 legislators and get them all to sign this, and then maybe after they sign it, make it into a fraud 15 sign. What do you think?
The fraud 15 being the 15 that wrote a letter to
the 15
to
legislators
Mike Pence
that were in on the insurrection.
5th?
Yeah, supported it, totally defended it. Might as well just say they were a part of it, right? I mean, how connected do you have to be to get in trouble in this land if you're a regular citizen?
Well, here's what I would say. Andre Jacques, Senator Andre Jacques, he was one of them. Dave Murphy, I mean, there's a bunch of them. Shea Sortwell's on that list. There are
Sortwell? That guy couldn't sort one pair of socks.
There are 15 Wisconsin Republicans that wrote a letter to Mike Pence. But that was somehow, to my perception, different than the 10 Wisconsin Republicans that fraudulently claimed that they were duly elected Trump electors. They basically created fraudulent paperwork that happened at the Capitol under, I would guess, under the auspice of the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss. He knew what was going on. And there's names like Andrew Hitt on that list, the former Republican Party chair, maybe he's the current, Scott Grabens, the Dane County Republican Party chair. And oh, yeah.
And the guy on the WEC.
Bob Spindell, Robert Spindell, is a WEC commissioner, and he gets to preside over, what, some of the ethics complaints against Bob Spindell.
Right, they wanted to, what, the Republicans wanted 5 of the 6 to resign or whatever. Who was this one they didn't want to resign, Bob?
Bob. They're fine with Bob. And you know what? Bob even voted the first time through. Bob voted the same way as the other 5. The first round through of votes, it was a 6-0 vote. It was a unanimous vote. They gave the same advice, and then Bob later in a secondary vote dropped out, and it was a 5-1 vote, and they want to charge the 5 with a felony, but Bob's just swell.
And Bob didn't vote for Scott Walker like twice. He voted for him probably 4 times, maybe even more. If you know, isn't it funny? Every time they catch somebody that was voting, you know, fraudulently, it's a Republican. I'm like, why do they never keep score? You know, it's always much too general when they say, oh, you know, they found 12 cases. All right, what's the score on that one? Is it 12 to nothing again? I mean, did Robin Voss's third marriage one, whatever, she voted from Idaho for Scott Walker?
I had heard that as well.
Well, I know it's true.
But I have not yet confirmed the allegations against the former wife of Robin Voss, who was alleged to have voted twice in a Wisconsin election.
Well, I know that she got busted voting from Idaho, okay, for Scott Walker. And she's a resident of Idaho now. I don't know, maybe she likes French fries better than popcorn.
You know, there's at least one Republican, and probably 2 or more, that don't even live in their own districts, dude. The one guy's being gerrymandered back into his district because right now he's claiming he's living at his kid's house. They have a district in Fall River, I believe.
You remind me of Congressman Gallagher, see? You know, the one who wants to say that government doesn't work.
Like Gallagher?
Yeah, and he's there to prove that his type of government, the Republican type of government, doesn't work, right? Why not better time than now to destroy democracy when it's at its weakest point and everybody's probably sitting at home not listening to what we're talking about today?
Mike, I think that Mike Gallagher may have some intent to run for the governor of the state of Wisconsin.
Good. I'll be there to kick his ass around the place. Yeah, no problem. Let's do this. But it's going to take more than me and more than you and more than, you know, even the people that might be listening to the show right now. And by the way, you can call in if you want, 844-967-2789. I know I call in every week on all the different fine shows here. But it's going to take more than just riding out COVID, which we'll talk about a little bit today. We almost have to, don't we? I mean, by the way, who doesn't stand with the teachers on just about every single issue they've ever had? If you don't, you're an idiot, okay? I mean, when are we going to remember that we became an educated nation at one point, a far better educated nation than we are right now? And this attack on the public school system to privatize everything and make it about money and ideology is like happening right under your eyes. And now we're watching, you know, getting back to those clowns that, you know, the Fraud 15. I mean, I got some information too that shows all these people that are running for school board that have been running around being like these, you know, angry Trumpers breaking into meetings and, you know, threatening people basically, right? I know the Capitol Police said that I was intimidating. Well, you know, the truth is, right? Don't you think so? I think the truth is intimidating as hell, and I'm going to continue using it. I chose this song because I saw a picture of my son and one of his daughters, one of my beautiful granddaughters, and they're enjoying just kind of kicking back in, what is it, Medellin, Colombia, South America? And I just saw that there were 27 people killed in a clash between warring factions for territory for drugs and stuff. So as long as you stay out of their territory and you aren't on either of those sides, you're not like a millionaire walking around the streets looking to get kidnapped. Should be okay, but this is my grandkids. This is how they make me feel. I get, you know, the energy I get from them. Yeah, the love that I feel and the desire to move on and try and make this a better place for everybody's grandchildren, because I don't just care about mine. I see everybody's people out there. Ah, wouldn't it be nice, you know, to start the insurrectionist anniversary off on a better note? You're going to have to stand up and fight for it, man. Those that knew this was going on in Nazi Germany, fascist Germany, we told you in 2011, Wisconsin, man, this is coming. It's here. It's now. And we'll be back. My power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. To me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny.